Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and Zorgs. You better fasten your earbelts because we're about to go off-roading. And there's nothing better to go off-roading with than a Jeep Dodge Cherokee C-Series, available at your nearest dealer. We seem to find ourselves in a small, dirty, and relatively uninteresting part of the universe. As you know, the universe is infinitely large and unsurprisingly full of beings that are looking for the smallest opportunity to rip you off.
Listen to me. Our ships can only run at such a low price. I'm not running a charity gig here. If you want free junk, go to Planet Schnangles. I mean, I'm not here to bestow spaceflight onto the masses. I got a business to run.
I need a ship now, and if you won't help me, something bad will happen to this here beautiful, priceless painting.
That painting was given to me by my ex-wife. I hold no emotional attachment whatsoever to that constant reminder of my shortcomings as a husband.
Oh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay, but listen to me. I got myself a cousin across town. He's been trying to get rid of a lemon of a ship for weeks now. I'm sure he'd sell it to you for next to nothing. His name is Trony. Also, let him know that I know he's been seeing my beautiful ex-wife.
How far across town?
Across town, right over there.
Like that hut across square?
Yeah, across town. Hey, Trony, got a customer for you.
Hey, send him over. Shireen says she wants her painting back, by the way.
You tell Shireen I love that painting more than I love life itself. We had an agreement.
Okay, so what does the target look like?
Didn't you read the debrief? They breathe, they're bipedal, they have skin. How hard could this be? Also, they're probably not covered in dust like everyone else in this town.
But we're covered in dust, and we don't even live here.
That's true. Oh boy, this is gonna be harder than I thought. Excuse me.
Hello?
We're looking for someone. We've been told their description details them as having skin, bipedal, and a breather, as well as a large, intimidating female captain. That's what they look like. You know, come to think of it, they probably look exactly like you in every single way. You seen anyone like that?
Nope, I don't think I've seen anyone under that description. Oh, look at the time. I gotta go de-dust the duster. Have a good day.
Oh, okay. Thanks anyways. Wait a minute. Who owns two dusters? Stop right there!
Shit. Okay, I think I'm good. Wait. Where am I?
Tell Jabba, I've got his money. I know! Soon.
Hey, you. What do you want?
Just water. I'm waiting. Just hanging out.
I'm cut off? Are you crazy? Bates, can you beat this guy up or something? Like, you're here to protect me, and I need another one of these.
I was not employed by your parents, the Great Barrymores, and work my ass off 26 hours a day just to get your sorry ass drinks.
Oh, man, this sucks. Some bodyguard you are. I've had a cold, and I feel really unsafe right now, and this stuff is really helping.
Sit down.
That guy looks like he can get shit done. I think I just got an idea.
Order up.
Oh, I'll bring it over to them. Is this your order?
Yes.
Who are you?
I am a professional male escort, and the protector of the only son of the Barrymore lineage. If you wish to speak to him, though, he's in no state to talk.
I'm Maximilian Julius Phineas Henry Barrymore IV, Archduke of the Ever After.
I'm not fucking calling you back.
It's okay, neither do I. We all just call him M anyways.
I wanted to talk to you. How much are you paid?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
I'll double it if you can get me off this world.
My loyalty can't be bought.
Triple!
Deal. But I'm gonna have to bring M.
Fine, but we have to go now.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Come here.
What? Ah, put me down. Actually, wait. Whee! Listen, I'd love to sell you the ship, but I got one catch.
What's the catch?
Oh, a catch is like a caveat. You know, like something I need before you can get the thing that you need.
I know what a catch is, you idiot. What do you need?
You have to take my cousin on as the engineer.
What? But we already met your cousin and he doesn't even work as an engineer.
Who, Frony? That asshole? No. I mean my other cousin, Grony. Hey, Grony, get in here.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm Grony. Maybe you've heard of me?
I've never heard of you before.
Well, sure you have. Is that guy dead?
Look, Grony is the best engineer this side of the street has got to offer. And even if he wasn't my cousin, you'd have no choice. He's the only one who can deal with the AI on the ship, Sal.
We taking a trip somewhere? I haven't been off world since the mission with the guy. Tough stuff.
Wait, what's the ship called and why am I getting such a low price for it?
The AI of this ship called it the Mother Lover because the previous owner dedicated it in his mother's memory. She seemed to think it was funny. Around here, we just call it the Madre.
Shit, they found us. Everyone get on the ship.
Where are we? Hello there, sweet cheeks. Let me take you out.
Oh God, not again. Just get on the ship.
Whoa. What the hell is going on, Bates? Where are we? What's that? Who are you guys?
Get out of our way. We need to go now.
Let me just make this the Gronymobile. Just figuring.
Do you even know what you're doing?
Yes, of course. Don't you know who I am? I didn't win 5 Flazar prizes for combustible aerial engineering for nothing. It's just this switch right here.
Hey guys, I can't hold them off for much longer.
Hello. Welcome aboard the Mother Lover. My name is Sal, and I am your onboard assistant. I am your Starship Android Launcher. Where would you like to go?
Anywhere but here!
Anywhere on but here. Sector C6. Coordinating. Good luck.
I can't believe we just made it.
Now that we are en route, assessing systems damage. Medium level damage to voice and personality receptor. All other systems, fine.
No, I thought I fixed her.
What?
Initiating auxiliary settings. Initiating auxiliary settings.
启动复数施指.
Initiating auxiliary se-
Oh, God! Oh, no! Would anyone like to explain to me what the fuck is going on?
As the Mother Lover zooms towards Batir, and upon a quick inspection of their copy of the Lonely Galaxy, they realized if there's one thing that Batirs are known for is their collective Oedipus complex and their extreme reactions to all things to do with mothers. But luckily, our crew is responsible, honest, and a respectable bunch. Wait a minute. Oh no,